USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the United Nations in New York City for the annual General Assembly meeting. He's asked by reporters if he put any pressure on the leader of Ukraine during their July phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter. He made a lot of money from a gas company in Ukraine while his dad was vice president.
There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would probably, possibly have been okay if I did. But I didn't. I didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever. You know why? Because they want to do the right thing, and they know about corruption, and they probably know that Joe Biden and his son are corrupt. They probably know that.
The White House considering releasing the transcript. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points to close at 26,949, the NASDAQ down 5, the S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The top Republican on Capitol Hill, Mitch McConnell, speaking out about the phone call President Trump has back in July with the president of Ukraine. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
It is regrettable that House Intelligence Committee Chairman Schiff and Senator Schumer have chosen to politicize the issue.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of playing politics with a controversy regarding a whistleblower complaint.
I've been disappointed to see our colleague, the Democratic leader, choose to politicize the committee's ongoing efforts with respect to a recent whistleblower allegation, the specific subject of which is still unknown.
Opening the Senate, the Kentucky Republican calls the complaint a sensitive matter and says it needs to be handled by the Senate and House Intelligence Committees behind closed doors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi says she wants to see a transcript of the call by Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Some new sexual misconduct allegations filed against former CBS newsman Charlie Rose. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
In a lawsuit filed in New York's Supreme Court, Gina Ricci, the former makeup artist for Charlie Rose, accuses the talk show host of using his program as, in her words, a sexual hunting ground, where she says he committed serial sexual misconduct against her, other women on the set, and guests, especially young female journalists. The lawsuit also names Bloomberg LP because Rose's PBS show was filmed in Bloomberg Studios. Last year, three former co-workers filed a sexual harassment suit against Rose and CBS News, charging the former CBS This Morning co-host and 60 Minutes contributor with blatant and repeated sexual harassment against the three junior female employees in their 20s.
The price of gas up, up, and away. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us prices are lower than what they were last year at this time, but still up over last week.
Average gas prices across the country have increased 11 cents per gallon in the last week, with the national average now standing at $2.67, its highest tally in weeks. Prices nationally remain 20 cents lower than a year ago, when prices averaged $2.85.
Louisiana, Mississippi, and Oklahoma had the lowest prices, while out west, motorists were paying the most. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.